Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob Prosen is here. Bob is a longtime, almost seven-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president, CEO of the Prosen Center for Business Advancement. He's the author of one of my favorite books, Kiss Theory Goodbye. And he joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about how we can get better in our business. And don't forget his training program, the Small Business Accelerator, which we helped him launch on this show a little while back. And he's our good friend, Bob Prosen. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's always good to talk with you, my friend.
Good to have you back. So Bob, it's still early in the year. And so it's still okay and appropriate for you and me to talk to our folks who are listening, who are running small businesses out there, to talk to them about planning for the rest of this year. It's not too late, is it?
Oh, no, definitely not too late, Jim. In fact, if we don't have the plans all put in place, then let's talk about how to get it done.
Where do we start?
All right, let's start and look at actuals.
Because let's make
year.
Sure we talk about what kind of a plan. We're not talking about a plan to acquire a new company. We're not talking about a plan to add a new product necessarily. We're talking about operating the business.
That's exactly right. Not a strategic plan.
Right.
This is an operating plan.
Right. Okay. That's what I want to make sure everybody understood. All right. Go ahead.
And I guess what we should talk about is how much money you want to make this year. You know, that's how we back into this.
I want to measure my money. I heard this on a movie the other day. I want to measure my money by the 18-wheelers. Drive an 18-wheeler over a scale. That's how I want to measure my money.
I think a lot of your listeners would like the same thing.
Well, and some of them would say, yeah, and I'd put all that in my business as long as it lasts.
Well, of course we plow it back into our companies.
As long as it'll last. All right, go ahead.
We got three categories of objectives: financials, your customers, and your employees. And all the clients that I work with, and you know, Jim, I work with people around the country, they always miss two of them. They work really hard at putting those financial objectives together, but they don't spend enough time thinking about what do they want from their customers this year and what do they need from their employees this year. So let's go through all three of those categories.
Right.
Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so from a financial perspective, let's call it top line. We'll call that growth.
That's
what numbers do you want this year? And then on bottom line, let's call that success.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so we need both of those. So let's have a target out there that's a stretch objective, Jim, but achievable.
Yeah, right. That's important, isn't it? I've seen people, you know, Michelangelo said the only thing worse than setting a bar that you can reach is not setting one that you don't reach, and so you got to put something out there, but I have seen people go crazy and they're not reasonable.
It happens actually more than you think.
Hmm.
People put these numbers out there and they say, well, it's a stretch objective, so what we'll do is it's so stretched that we probably won't make it, but we'll pay some bonuses based on how close we get to it. I think it's morally defeating to a lot of people.
Right.
So put something out there.
How do you decide what that next level is? Is it, you know, 10% is a nice round number? 5% is always a nice round number? Should you use some logic? Is there some internal inside baseball formula that you should use? Last year we grew at 4%. Let's do that again this year, that kind of thing?
Well, history is a good indicator. So if you look at the last, say, 2 years, and you set a plan, did you achieve it both years? If you did, then you're setting your plan pretty well, so maybe just mm-hmm. boost it up a little bit from that. But what if you look back and you say, you know what, I said it, but we missed it both years.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Tim Berry calls that plan versus actual.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we kind of like having those as close as we can get them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're setting your objectives out way too high, it's a question of, are you setting them too high, or is your organization just not capable of delivering and you need to make some changes operationally?
Do you look at, when you see whether you made your plan or not, Do you then look around and say, okay, what did that do? What was the impact on my company? So, in other words, I set it too high and we didn't make it, and I lost my best salesperson. Or I set it too high and we made it, and I had a casualty list. Do you look around and see what kind of damage you're doing, or how it's affecting your company?
You absolutely do. And one of the ways to help adjust for that is have these two other categories, which is customer mm-hmm. and employees.
There you go.
Because if you just concentrate on the money, you will definitely put at risk one of those two other elements, if not both.
So you some kind of historic frame of reference for your next growth estimate.
I always do that.
That's a good idea. All right, go ahead.
And then once we have that done, then you've got those things that turn in the middle that you want to look at. And they just vary. If you're a manufacturer or a hard goods company, what you look at in the middle are work in progress, inventory, scrap, rework, mm-hmm. right? That's what you look at. Mm-hmm. If you're a service-based business, you look at rate and bill. How many hours mm-hmm. and how productive are my people? We'll call it utilization.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that spin in the middle. Most people get the financial metrics, Jim.
Right.
They pretty much get them.
Yeah, if you're still in business after 2008 and 8 years of stagnation, basically, you probably know how to run your business.
I agree. So let's move on to that customer objective.
Well, hold on. I want to ask you a couple of other questions on the financial part of this thing. Do you when you're deciding where to go, do you focus on revenue? Do you focus on gross profit? Always above the line, of course, for the growth from a growth standpoint. What do you think is better?
I'd much rather people, if you had to choose, I'd much rather you run a little smaller business and run it very profitably versus you're trying to grow so quickly that you're breaking stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in your line of credit. You've got receivables hanging out there too
right.
long.
Maybe you grow yourself out of business.
You can, and we've seen that, Jim. You and I both, we've seen that in business. So tempering your growth a little bit to make sure that that's profitable growth is a smart thing to do.
Gross profit, because you don't pay expenses with sales revenue, do you?
You surely don't.
You pay it with gross profit.
Right, exactly right.
Yeah. So I would say my contribution to the planning part of the financials is become a better manager of your gross profit. Understand your gross profit percentage and number better. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. Then to work on that sales and administrative cost, too.
When we come back, we're going to talk some more about the other two, customers and employees, with our good friend Bob Prozan. Bob, I need your website quickly, please.
www.bobprozen.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.